Hello, my dear winter people. How are you today? We're back with an episode that we call Poetry Snacks, which are shorter episodes about poems that are found in the public domain. I love these snacks because I can go way back and try to find people whose poems I both love and who may have been not as noticed in their lifetime. We feature a lot of poets from the Harlem Renaissance, for example, which was this incredible flowering and outpouring of all the arts in Harlem in the 20s and 30s, right here in our own New York City. Some are Native American poets, many are female poets because, you know, all you got to do is look at one of the many canons of American literature, and you're not going to find a whole lot of women back then, my dear ones. So that's what we try to do here in our Poetry Snacks. Today, I'm going to read you two poems, actually. So what should we call that? Not a poetry snack, more of a poetry smattering, a poetry nosh, poetry appetizer and dessert. I don't know. You can make up your own mind about that. So today's poetry charcuterie board features two poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay, who is a poet I have loved my whole life, probably because my mother and my grandmothers loved her. And let me just tell you a little bit about her life. She was born in 1892 in Rockland, Maine. She was of sturdy New England stock. She was raised almost exclusively by her mother, who was, according to everyone, fiercely independent, fiercely feminist, never, ever showed the slightest disinterest in anything Edna did, always encouraged her poems, her art. It seems like a life... where if you're going to be an artist, what gets better than that, really? She also was, Edna St. Vincent Millay was a free thinking, although somehow that sounds like a demeaning term to me. She was inventive and dedicated to art from the start. She had originally wanted to be a piano player, but her teacher told her that her hands were too small. Is that actually a thing? And she turned to writing at a very early age. She won the Pulitzer Prize for her poems. She wrote freely about love between men and women, men and men, and women and women. She loved both women and men. She was married to a man who apparently gave up his career to organize hers and send her out on readings and tours, which, according to the sources I find, she found to be ordeals. Which is not unfamiliar to many, many writers. But all her life, she was close to her mother. And I'm going to begin. The first of the poems that I'm going to read to you is called The Courage That My Mother Had. The courage that my mother had went with her and is with her still. Rock from New England quarried, now granite. In a granite hill. The golden brooch my mother wore, she left behind for me to wear. I have no thing I treasure more, yet it is something I could spare. Oh, if instead she'd left to me the thing she took into the grave, that courage like a rock, which she has no more need of, and I have. I love that poem, The Courage That My Mother Had. In fact, I love most poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay. This next one just seems to radiate a sort of tired, in a good way, kindness and appreciation that I love. It's called Recuerdo by Edna St. Vincent Millay. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable. But we looked into a fire. We leaned across a table. We lay on a hilltop underneath the moon, and the whistles kept blowing, and the dawn came soon. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. And you ate an apple, and I ate a pear. From a dozen of each we had bought somewhere. And the sky went wan, and the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping, a bucket full of gold. We were very tired. We were very merry. We'd gone back and forth all night on the ferry. We hailed, "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head, and bought a morning paper which neither of us read. And she wept, "God bless you for the apples and pears," and we gave her all our money but our subway fares. And that's it, my dear ones. That's it for our poetry snack. Nosh. Appetizer and dessert, charcuterie board. Honestly, I just amuse myself. Thank you for listening to Dear Edna St. Vincent Millay. Thank you for listening to a little bit about her life story in these two poems. Today's poems were by Edna St. Vincent Millay. They are in the public domain, as is all her beautiful work. You know how to reach us at wordsbywinterpodcast@gmail.com. Our metaphorical door, our cyber inbox are always open to you. Words by Winter, conversations, reflections, poems about the passages of life. See you next time.